Well, one of my favorite stories is a man who saw an advertisement in the newspaper for pills that made you look 25 years younger. So he ordered some, and when he got them, he forgot about them and left them lying around the house. He went off on a business trip for about a month, and when he came back, he called his wife to have him meet him at the airport. And so he got off the plane, and there was a beautiful young lady with a baby stroller and a baby in the stroller. And he said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm your wife." And he says, "How can that be?" Well, she said, "You know those pills you left lying around the house? I took one and look at me." He said, "That's amazing. Who's in the baby carriage?" And she said, "That's your father. He took two." Today we celebrate the fact that God became a baby. That's what Christmas is all about. For God so loved the world that he sent his only son into this world. And that's what we celebrate today, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that our Creator became part of his creation. The invisible God became visible. We call this the incarnation, the fact that God so loved the world that he sent his only beloved son into this world to become a little baby. And this child would grow, and he would die on the cross and then rise from the dead, and he would redeem the world. See, the catechism tells us why the incarnation took place, why God became man, why God became a little baby, which we celebrate on this Christmas day. First, he came into this world to redeem the world, to die for our sins. So you and I came into the world to live. Jesus came into the world to die for our salvation, to pay the price, to open the gates of heaven so that we can get to heaven. And then he also came into this world to show his love for us. You see, when you look up at the cross or in the manger, you see just how much God loves you, that he became man for us, and he died on the cross for each one of us. So the incarnation reveals the love of God for each one of us. And then Jesus came into this world to give us grace to establish his church, to help us to get to heaven. And he gives us grace to get to heaven, but we have to respond to that grace. He gives us the gift of his sacraments, of baptism and the Holy Eucharist and confession and confirmation and these other wonderful sacraments. But we have to be willing to say yes to this incredible gift that God has given us, the gift of his only son. When we think about Christmas, we see that the invisible God has become visible. I like that little story of the kids in kindergarten who were asked to draw pictures of something from the Bible. And so the teacher walked around to these five-year-olds and she said, "Alice, what are you drawing?" And she said, "I'm drawing God." And the teacher says, "But nobody knows what God looks like." And Alice looked up and smiled and said, "They will when I'm finished." So what does God look like? Well, look at the manger. Look up at the cross. You see, Jesus is God made visible. And so we celebrate on this Christmas day, this Christmas Eve, this incredible fact of how much God loves us, that he sent his son into the world to redeem the world, to die on the cross, to make up for our sins, to reveal his love for us, and then to establish his church, to give us the sacraments and the grace to become holy. So again, how are we responding to this invitation? Do we come to Mass faithfully each and every Sunday? Do we pray every day? Do we have that connection with God and pray and talk to God every day? Do we read our Bible every day? See, these are just some things that we should be doing every day as Christians. We should be reading our Bible every day for 10 or 15 minutes. We should be praying every day for 10, 15 minutes. Go to church every Sunday, every holy day, that 1 hour a week, And it's such a wonderful thing. It's never this crowded during the Sunday, so don't worry about it. So you can always get a seat. In fact, somebody always turns off the lights on me. Could the ushers turn back the lights? Thank you. There's a little switch by the St. Francis statue, and about once or twice a year, a little kid always hits that. But let me just take a look and see how beautiful it is with the lights out. Oh, I think that's so pretty. So pretty soon the lights will go back on as soon as the usher can get his way through the crowd back there. But this is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to become holy and get to heaven. So he gives us this great gift of his Son, and we respond. Let me just end by reading one of my favorite Christmas stories. Every couple years, every 2 or 3 years, I like to read this as I conclude the homily. And this is such a beautiful children's story, but it has, I think, deep meaning for adults and for all of us. Really about the true meaning of Christmas. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. And down by the lake, you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house on this wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight and the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the most beautiful part of the night, when all the children were gathered to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry. "Mom, the angels were there and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear and the star was so bright. Didn't Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could they see? Then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet, and she looked at the mother who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer to counter her fear. What seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to expect Santa Claus? Yes, the infant was love and the joy of the living, and Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. There was joy in her heart when she wiped off her tear, and her words overflowed with genuine cheer, for now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night. And oh, with what joy did the children receive the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago. Away to the north in the land of the snow, a toy maker ended his work for the day and went to his snowport to check on his sleigh. He fed all their deer in the reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I am finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent, the wind is so light. A feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hard-working elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf with a gleam in his eyes revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all these beautiful toys, and Santa replied that he stood there and smiled, 'I made all these toys for one little child.'" When darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshop came down from the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light. And then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa Claus said when he finished each toy, "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you will be my gift to a king." When Santa Claus saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was that glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, the infant was born, as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aide to pack all the toys he had carefully made, the clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of the sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the star was so bright. Quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay. Silence replaced the noise of the day. High on the hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. And there in the manger, the infant was sleeping, and Mary and Joseph a vigil were keeping, a vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love. He gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to Our Lady all the wonderful toys. He set them in front of her one after one and told them he had made them all for her son. And they say, when Our Lady beheld the surprise, she whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your present is truly a wonderful one. But this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He couldn't possibly use all of these toys. And so each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel both near and afar, to visit the children as jingle bells ring in honor of Jesus, our new little king. And spread all your love and your spirit of giving so others may share in the joy of the living. And, oh, Santa, take all the wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys, for that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.